From Beowulf's trilogy of the Wrath Riders, this book, Escape of the Concubines, shares that influential women of the West contract the Wrath Riders to help them defect to the East and seek the protection of the Liangxi Empress. Their escape goes horribly wrong, nearly resulting in the death of the Wotan ruler. The powers in the West react in a way that will have dramatic consequences for the Liangxi and her empire. Get it now on Amazon. Escape of the Concubines by Beowulf. Read now. Escape of the Concubines.
The Bride Land was no longer the place of peace, happiness, and life. Everything was scattered. Drought was all along the savannah, with dark pages rolling in the rain of scar. Bride Land was in desperate need of new ruler.
This was the highlight of today's episode. Let's begin now.
Welcome to CreateYourAudios.net. Now streaming King of the Jungle, episode 12, Years Later. Years later, after Scar took over the throne of Savannah, the Bride Land was no more a place that was in the time of Mufasa. With hyenas, Scar started hunting out and spread the terror till the boundaries of Savannah. Sarabi and remaining lionesses were left behind and now were no longer part of the reign. Scar, with hyenas, was now enjoying the terror in these years. Everything was devastated in the Bride Land. Every single thing. And the sad part was, there was nobody, literally nobody, to fight these evils. Nobody knows, Zazu says. Nobody knows the trouble I have seen. Nobody knows my sorrow. Oh, Zazu, says Scar, do lighten up. Sing something with a little bounce on it.
Zazu thinks for a moment and says, it's a small word after all, Scar.
And Scar, interrupting in between, almost shouting, no, no, anything but that. Thus, while Scar continues, says,
oh, I have never have had to do this for Mufasa.
To that, Scar, in quick and angry way, says, what? What did you say?
Oh, nothing, Scar. Nothing.
You know the law, Zazu. Never ever mention that name in my presence. I am the king.
Yes, sir. You are the king. You are the king. Well, I only mentioned it to illustrate the difference in your royal managerial approaches.
Scar. A nervous laugh by Zazu.
Hey, boss.
One's eye comes in between. Oh, what is it this time?
You got a bone to pick up with you.
She answered to Banzai. I'll handle this. And says to Scar. Scar, there's no food. No water. Now, what should we do? Yeah, adds Banzai.
It's dinner time. And we ain't got stinking entries. There's nothing, Scar.
It's the lioness's job to do hunting, Banzai, says Scar, and makes a helpless gesture.
Yeah, says Lady. But they won't go to hunt. They won't go to hunt, Scar. They...
Oh... Eat, Zazu. Eat, Zazu. Zazu in a nervous way.
Oh, you wouldn't dead want to me. You wouldn't want me. I'd be tough. And eat.
Oh, Zazu, don't be ridiculous, says Scar. All you need is little garnish. Banzai, mumbling to Shenzi.
I thought things were bad under Mufasa.
Scar, quick and angry, say, what did you say? Banzai.
I said... Mufasa. I said Mufasa.
Good. Now get out. Get out from this place. The hyena started out, but then paused.
We are still hungry. We are still hungry.
Out! Get out!
No.
The Pride Land was no longer the place of peace, happiness, and life. Everything was scattered. Drought was all along the savannah, with dark pages rolling in the wind of Scar. Pride Land was in desperate need of new ruler.
Hey everyone, I'm Ajay Tambe, the producer, host, of Create Your Ears Jordan. This was episode 12 of King of the Jungle. Next episode will drop soon.
Then stay tuned. Subscribe us on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music. Make sure that you mention a review about this episode. It will mean a world to me. We are receiving love from 35 plus countries and your review matters. You can also make a comment on our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn by the name GreatYourEars.in and the name @podcastaudios. Stay tuned, stay safe.